will you shove some victuals in your old gob and give it something useful to do, Bertie? Eat up and hold your peace.
That night, they all slept in Ruby's tent, leaving the disgraced Skerum to himself. Dawn came misty with a light drizzle that would give way to brighter weather in the course of the day. Skerum slowly sat up, clutching his stomach, alone in the deserted tent.
Oh, me poor old Tom. I say, you chaps, just leave me here to die, would you? Tell my ma that the last words her suffering son spoke were, no breakfast this morning for me.
He groped around in the grey half-light and groaned.
Core, suffering ice cakes. What sort of a bally good morning is this, what? A faithful pal lying here with his head banging and his tummy busting and not a flaming beast around to comfort him. Rotters, I suppose they're all out fixing that blinking boat. Thoughtless lot of bounders.
Staggering out of the tent, he spotted a firelight shining through the walls of Ruby's dwelling.
Ha! Now, that's more the ticket, what? A jolly good fire to sit by while some good-natured hogwife fetches a chap a drop or two of herbal tea to bring him round. Splendid!
Entering the tent, Skerum got quite the reverse of what he had been expecting. It was a makeshift court, with Magooch Hogg sitting solemn-faced and silent. Kamani seemed to be presiding, with Sagax and Kruver standing stiffly either side of him. Skerum gave them a feeble smile, but received only stern glares.
I say, what? A bit gloomy this morning, ain't it?
The tribe leader's voice lanced into his aching head.
Be it known to all the hogs of Magooch that this creature stands accused of idleness, slacking, laziness, victual robbery, and damage to pies, cakes, salads, and other sundry eatables. What has the accused to say in his defence?
Clutching his stomach, Skerum stammered and waffled.
What? Steady on, chaps. Can't blame a young hare for having a measly snack, especially a shipwreck type.
Kamani stamped his footpaw down hard.
Silence!
He approached the hare, pointing accusingly at him.
Babes had to go hungry to their beds because of you. Hogwives were left weeping over their spoiled supplies because of you. Workers who had laboured hard all day repairing your vessel were left starving because of you.